The Story of Lucy Gault by William Trevor.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Jane. Part 1. Chapter 1. Captain Everard Gault wounded the boy in the right shoulder on the night of June the 21st, 1921. Aiming above the trespassers' heads in the darkness, he fired the single shot from an upstairs window and then watched the three figures scuttling off, the wounded one assisted by his companions. They had come to fire the house, their visit expected because they had been before. On that occasion they had come later, in the early morning, just after one. The sheepdogs had seen them off, but within a week the dogs lay poisoned in the yard, and Captain Gault knew that the intruders would be back.
"We're stretched to the barracks, sir,"
Sergeant Talty had said when he came out from Enniskillen.
"Oh, stretch shocking, Captain."
Laherdan wasn't the only house under threat. Every week somewhere went up, no matter how the constabulary were spread.
"Please God, there'll be an end to it,"
Sergeant Talty said, and went away. Martial law prevailed, since the country was in a state of unrest, one that amounted to war. No action was taken about the poisoning of the dogs. When daylight came on the morning after the shooting, blood could be seen on the sea pebbles of the turnaround in front of the house. Two petrol tins were found behind a tree.